Welcome to another National Provisioner podcast. Superior Farms, one of the top lamb companies in the United States, is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year in grand fashion. In late April, the company broke ground on a new facility in Dixon, California. The state-of-the-art plant is scheduled to open in spring 2015. Independent Processor Editor-in-Chief Sam Gazejack spoke with Rick Stott, CEO of Superior Farms, about the new building and what it will mean to the company once it is completed.
So, Rick, could you tell us a little bit about the new facility that you broke ground on, and when do you expect to start operations with there?
The new facility will replace the facility that we've had, most of which was built around 1923, so it certainly has served us well over that many years, and so we are basically rebuilding that facility. We're really excited about it. Shane Lindsay and his team have spent a couple of years traveling the world looking for the best technology and the best design to put into this facility, and so we, once it's done, it'll be a world-class processing facility for sheep. So we're excited about that. The schedule is that we expect to have it completed in 300 working days, so about a year from now, it should be complete, and we should have it up and running.
Great. So how is this new facility going to be able to improve the current operations that your company has?
Well, there's a couple big things. Obviously, we'll be able to deploy new technologies. We'll improve the efficiencies. We're right-sizing the plant. The plant was originally built as a mixed lamb and calf plant, and so you can imagine the inefficiencies that exist today, particularly as it's been cobbled together over the decades in time. And so we're gonna have some really strong labor efficiencies. Our quality of product will continue to improve. We'll be able to do additional case-ready processing. We will improve our efficiencies on the utilities. We'll reduce our utilities by 50%. We'll increase our, today we have wind energy that supplies the plant from a wind turbine that's right on our facility. That will go up to 50% of our electrical needs will be serviced by that wind. So it's a very sustainable operation.
All right. I had the opportunity to tour your current facility a couple of years ago, and even as old as that facility is, I was very impressed by the amount of effort that went toward making it as sustainable as possible. Kind of what does sustainability mean to Superior Farms, and are there any other ways beyond some of the stuff that you just mentioned that this new plant is going to be able to build upon those efforts?
Yeah, it is very sustainable. We take a lot of pride in making sure that the plant is operating at an extremely efficient manner. And so as a result of that, over the years, we've continued to find ways to utilize the natural resources that we have available to us in the most efficient ways. Now, what it means sustainable to us really is that very thing, and that is, first and foremost, economic return, because, we have a responsibility to our community and our employees, being a stock ownership, an employee stock ownership plan. All of our employees own the company, so we have a big responsibility to make sure that we continue to employ our owners and continue to improve the efficiency. So sustainability is clearly an economic sustainability. Second, an environmental and resource sustainability, utilizing the resources that we have available to us in the most efficient manner. Of course, there's a financial return on many of those things, but we have a responsibility to that. And then also sustainability for our communities and for the people that we serve, for our customers and for the local folks that we do. We have the fortunate benefit of being able to process, thousands of sheep a year for FFA and 4-H folks, well over 5,000 a year, and we have dozens of ag tours to ag students on a monthly basis or annual basis, and proud of the fact that we support local producers in these custom programs and provide them a tremendous service. Probably support 400 or 500 local restaurants, stores, and farmers markets. So all of those things are part of the sustainability model that we really try to promote and manage.
And finally, then, in general terms, Superior Farms has been very much a cutting-edge company as far as developing new products and new ideas for marketing lamb. What do you think are some of the greatest opportunities for that part of the industry?
Oh, we have, I'll tell you, there are so many, it's hard to just list them, but a couple of key ones that we think are huge opportunities. One is our export markets. We saw a 17% growth in our export markets. We're exporting to well over a dozen countries around the world. We're seeing exciting growth there as American lamb is being recognized as a premium product throughout the world and something that's unique and differentiated away from our foreign competitors. That's one terrific opportunity. We're seeing that on a regular basis. We've had, I don't know how many tours of foreign customers and government agencies for foreign countries come through our plants, and we love to show it off and use it really as a model of what we can do in the United States. I think the second thing, too, is really developing brands and unique products for our customers. We're developing some really exciting new products that we're going to be launching in the next year that I think will make a big impact to our utilization of our products and be able to bring some real value added to our customers. We're spending a tremendous amount of time and effort in trying to learn from our consumers what they really want and need. And so, you know, it's a real opportunity to be able to develop those products in conjunction with our customers and deliver something unique to the marketplace for the lamb category that really hasn't been done before. And so we have tremendous opportunity to kind of redefine that space and really provide some exciting new products for them.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Rick.